extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
I have a testimony about how wonderful heart drops are. I ended up at Mayo Clinic, just had an awful time with angina and related problems to my heart problem. I remembered that I'd run out of heart drops and had reordered. And when I started taking them again, all these problems went away. And I just want to say how great these heart drops are. I'd recommend them to anyone.
Like, I had my last heart attack in August, and I was having some form of angina pain pretty well every day. And then since I started taking it, I haven't had any angina pain at all. You know, I'm satisfied.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life. Really? I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals. Wow, why are you so nice to me? Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
I'm sorry. But I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful. But we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. And all will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. Dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world. To do away with greed. Now let us fight to free the world. To all unite!
Welcome, folks, here in the Corporation Nation. It is the new year, 2015. Apologize for my absence yesterday. But it is the second day of the new year, January 2nd, 2015. Welcome, welcome. Bringing it in right this year with my one of my favorite guests to have on the show, Mr. Patrick Jordan from Vaccine Fraud. com. Welcome to the show, Patrick.
Hi, Clint. Hi, everybody. I forgot that it was a holiday. It's nice to start the new year with you.
Absolutely. I don't know where to start today, Patrick. I was thinking about doing some kind of big, long, angry diatribe or rant about the state of affairs. But, you know, what the reason I kind of like having you on the show, the true reason I like having you on the show is because you make me remember the very distinct and logical, reasonable, if you will, I don't even want to know if it's a possibility anymore, but the notion, anyway, that a lot of the efforts that we make in actually reaching out to the mass population is or could be very possibly in vain because of the fact that, well, as we've talked about so often, there is sort of this, if you will, parasitic infection of an RNA-based life form that's switching on and off our gene expression, making us, if you will, parasitic hosts for a life form that we cannot fully comprehend, but we do know that has the capability of altering our perceptions, making us act in our own or against our best interest, etc. We've certainly talked about that in detail. Last time we discovered that, well, besides the fact that the cover of National Geographic was Real Zombies, The Strange Science of the Living Dead, we also found out that about 80% of life on Earth is parasitic. In fact, there's so many instances of some form of parasite. Parasite is not it's more like an adjective than it is a description of something. Something parasitic taking over the life forms all throughout nature, and making them do things to promote the life of the parasite as opposed to their own. Very scary thought when you apply that to humans. Now, one of my favorite examples that I've been looking into, Patrick, I wanted to ask you a little bit about today, just to start off, just so people can understand how this type of interaction can actually work and has certainly been proven to work, is a little thing called toxoplasmosis. I was listening to, I can't remember the guy's name I was listening to, but Stanford guy, you know, been studying this for a long time, and he said basically that all the doctors who, every time it seems that someone gets into a high-speed motorcycle accident, where they're just pushing it to the metal, you know, just speeding along, and they, of course, get into an accident, always has an infection of toxoplasmosis. Wow. And I found that to be so fascinating, which, in other words, it's a parasitic, I can't remember if it's a bacteria or what, that goes into the brain and stimulates the sexual satisfaction, the sexual reward or endorphin reward system of the body. So, in other words, it rewards you for doing something really quite stupid and dangerous to your own life. And what's interesting about the toxoplasmosis thing is this is the same thing that makes a mouse basically suddenly, once it's infected, be attracted to cat urine. So sexually attracted to cat urine. In other words, it's going to go and seek out the cat so the cat can eat it, because the real purpose of the toxoplasmosis is to get into the cat body. Well, the only way it can do that is through somehow getting into the rat body and then the cat eating it. And then somehow that gets transferred to humans as well. So it's just a fascinating thing. But again, you bring me down to earth to the point where I realize that we are in a state of perhaps decay that cannot be defined by mere morals or ethics, that we're talking about literally a worldwide, if you will, infection of the human brain by such things as this. Your word, sir.
Morals and ethics, coming from Clint Richardson, it's like, well, we'll actually have to not necessarily define that, but assign who those morals and ethics belong to, because these parasites are driven by survival alone. So the guy that's ready to give some brain art to the pavement is driven by the parasite to release it somehow into the environment and spread itself. So this is like Dawkins and the selfish gene. It's doing whatever it can to basically inseminate the entire earth. So in terms of morals and ethics, it's pursuing its own reproductive ends, and we just happen to be collateral damage.
Mm. Well, and see, the scary thing to me, Patrick, is, you know, we can examine from a... In order to examine the problems we have on this earth, in politics and in everything else, we would have to assume, in order to use any rational course of or discourse in trying to figure out why things are happening, why people are acting against their best interests, we would have to assume that people are not under the influence of something.
Correct. Yeah, I love it when you get it.
So, in other words, what freaks me out about it is that assumption is never going to change. In other words, when all else fails, we're still not going to be able to say, oh, well, maybe it's a parasitic infection of some sort, any sort whatsoever, that is actually causing this strangeness in the human psyche. But I'm afraid that kind of thinking is, well, not acceptable to, even though it's, like I said, when doctors actually do, testing and biopsies, autopsies, excuse me, of these people who are getting into these specifically motorcycle high-speed crashes. Mm-hmm. Every single darn one of them has toxoplasmosis infection. You going to tell me that that's coincidence?
Oh, no, and it can't be. And I just had a revelation now while you were talking. And here's my premise. For those in, like, alternative media and activism that want to, quote-unquote, win the hearts and minds, we know full well, because like you said, we hammered this into the dirt, that if the parasite is ruling the host, it actually guts it out and steers it as if it's like a school bus. And so there is no heart and there is no mind. They're eaten out, so get over yourselves. But the inability for anybody else beyond us to say that must be because the parasite is exerting control over the neural network and masking itself from being seen. That's why people are like denying what you and I are talking about, as if we're talking about, hey, nice weather we're having.
Yeah, well, you might say, oh, no, that's just cognitive dissonance. But now I'm starting to rethink the whole concept of cognitive dissonance. I mean, what makes people not be able to see what the hell's happening, even in normal terms? You know, what makes people so? What makes a nurse, for instance, who hears over and over the vaccines kill and harm and cause this and that? What is that cognitive dissonance that lets them keep going? Because it's their job. This is concept of it's my job. The cry of the oppressor. I'm under order. Well, who's delivering those damn orders in the grand scale of things is the question that I'm starting to have.
Let's go really deep before a commercial comes up, because man, you just nailed it. I mean, we're actually formulating new thoughts as we go. So here's the deal: the job that they're preserving is things like vaccination that does what? Spreads more of the monsters that parasite them. And so they are serving still their master. Now, what we experience from the outside is this hypnotic diversion of they're only in it for the money. Man, you and I both know there is no such thing as money. So if they're serving the beast, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. The beast is making them do whatever behaviors, like the mouse that likes the smell of cat piss. It's making it go out boldly into an area where it can spread itself. And what is more bolder than forcing vaccinations into people that put this monster into everybody in the biosphere?
Well, and not only that, but having the conscious fortitude to be absolutely correct in your assumption that the vaccine is needed. I mean, that's the thing. There's no proof whatsoever that has ever been given to any nurse. Literally, I mean, literally, there is no way that a nurse can go, okay, just out of curiosity, the vaccines actually work. There's no information that a nurse can look up that says vaccines work.
Dude.
That's crazy. And yet that notion that incredible arrogance that, no, you must have a vaccine. Where is that coming from if not You know, it can't just be cognitive. It cannot be cognitive. That's too easy to say it's cognitive dissonance.
Dude, you're the king of definitions. What is the definition of work? From the position of the parasite, vaccines work, man, because it is making the hive thrive. And I don't want to be caught in a commercial, man, but I can explain to you the exact meaning of the Talmudic phrase, if you save one of us, you save us all. That's what you're talking about right now. The vaccine promotes the hive.
All right. Well, when we get back, the Talmudic view by Patrick Jordan. Stay tuned.
In space and the earth is your home.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money? Has a storage life of 100 years. All for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. 910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at MUSA.org.
He's a rebel and a runner. He's a signal turning green. He's a restless young romantic. Wants to run the big machine. He's got a problem with his poisons. But you know we'll find a cure. He's cleaning up the systems.
All right, folks. We are back. Patrick, we'll get to your thing in a minute. I got this link. It's actually ideas.ted.com. I think we're all familiar with the TED Talks. Probably the most famous one is Bill Gates telling us we all need to die, basically. It's all around us. Three scientists on how our microbiome shapes our world. Plus, why you shouldn't give probiotics to your dog. You are never really alone. On your skin and your nose and every inch of your personal space, you are accompanied by trillions of tiny organisms. Collectively, these organisms, microorganisms, are known as the microbiome, the complex ecosystem of microbes that share and shape our world. Yet the quest to understand the microbiome is still in its infancy. That's questionable. What's the role of the microbiome in human health and well-being? How are you affected by the small rainforest of microorganisms that live in every office building or the collection of microbes in your gut? Science is just beginning to figure that out, so they say, and the research will blow your mind. They say they invited three scientists to talk about it. Again, ideas.ted.com, and it's all around us. Three scientists on how the microbiome shapes our world. Now, we talked about this before, Patrick, and it was very important, in my opinion, because what we're really talking about, again, when we say the microbiome, is a communication, basically, thing. Some form of communication that we cannot understand. It is a higher form of communication than our meager verbal grunts that we make and try to understand things. It is a communication unlike, I think, anything that we can really fathom in our conscious state. And of course, it's happening all throughout our bodies. It's happening in all throughout nature. It's happening, as it says, in our office buildings, every time we get in our car. And you know, this sort of ties into what we're kind of saying and discussing here is the notion that this form of intelligence, this type of intelligence that we don't fully comprehend, at least out here in the in the zoo, in the test tube lab we call society, we're talking about things that can actually alter our perceptions, alter our gene expression, change our DNA in the form of RNA switches called the epigenome. We're talking about things that are very, very scary, and I think that people really need to start paying attention to, especially when you talk about things like toxoplasmosis, you know, the actual physical instances of proven times where humans are infected by parasitical creatures. Now, how does this apply back to the Talmud, as you were saying?
Oh man, okay. Oh wow, you opened up so many topics. Let's say, let me close one dangling thread: that toxoplasmosis is a single-celled parasite, and it was discovered by a guy that was studying parasitology. And when he discovered this organism, he no longer kept cats as pets. So toxoplasmosis, just to put it in perspective, forget the guy that's not wearing the skid lid that's going down the road as fast as he can on a two-wheeler. It's the crazy cat lady syndrome bug. That's all you need to say, man. And I've been listening to your archives. I heard one show at the very end of the show, somebody had called in and says something to the effect of, Clint, do you really think a tapeworm can tell you what to do? And then your show ended. And it's like, okay, crazy cat lady syndrome. Do we need to say anything more? It's that bug, toxoplasmosis. So this bug will make probably normal people fill up their houses with newspaper and cat litter boxes and have like 100 cats, and the house smells so bad that, you know, the quote-unquote authorities have to come in with like class 3 biohazard suits on because the smell of ammonia is so bad it would almost make, well, some guys actually did go outside and puke. You know, and you're going to tell me that we're not invaded by some, you know, like alien creature from outer space?
Well, and this would go back to, again, what we talked about in a previous show, which are these extremophiles. If you're creating a situation that's toxic to the human, perspective, I mean, then you're literally doing the bidding of this ancient life form we're talking, which you know, we talked about archons, which comes from, you know, that single-celled life form that we're talking about, the one that lives in volcanoes and in methane pockets under the ocean and places where humans cannot live. Well, why the hell are we doing all this stuff to our planet? Why are we literally geoengineering? And, you know, for folks who don't believe in geoengineering, whatever that means to believe in it, I mean, look the hell up. You know, I've certainly proven beyond a doubt, at least to myself, that this is happening. Least of which the proof is my last article on it, which was showing how it's being taught in the damn university right. systems across the world. You can get a course in geoengineering. You can get a degree in it, whether that's seeding the skies or seeding the oceans or the land.
Right.
It's up to you. You have a choice. It's all about choice. Which thing do you want to screw up the most to promote the extremophiles who've taken over people's brains? I mean, that's, I can't, again, what else makes sense here? The reason we're doing this, why kids are so excited about quote unquote changing and saving the planet by destroying the biosphere. Does it make sense to anyone out there? Well, wait a minute. Maybe it does make sense. Maybe it does make sense that something has happened to our species, who is just happens to be in dominion of the damn Earth. Maybe it does make a little bit of sense that something has latched onto us, has been injected into us. We've been stung by the main parasites of the pharmaceutical industry. Mm. Does it make a little... Do you start to get to see that possibly... The reason we can't figure out why we're all so upset and why there's so few of us that are upset about it
right.
is maybe because we're the ones that might be either immune to it or just haven't been subject to it. I don't know. But it's the only damn thing that makes sense to me anymore.
And subject. I love the use of that word because in common legal parlance, it would mean that you are a vassal under some other power. So let me just give you a title. Put all this into perspective, and I'll get back to the Talmudic thing. Ingestion, and you're going to love this, of lactobacillus strain regulates emotional behavior and central GABA, that's gamma aminobutyric acid, receptor expression in a mouse via the vagus nerve. Now, the vagus nerve is a really big and important trunk that runs through the body. And if you get, like, salmonella on there, the vagus nerve can be influenced by salmonella to make you puke. Well, let's just put this in the hands of DARPA. Let's say that they invent a salmonella in their lab that is encoded with genes, because they've been recoding at least E. coli and yeast with the equivalent of computer programs in the 4-bit system of DNA. And they're actually able to recover these programs through successive generations, which means that they could custom make an organism to make people puke. Now, if you were constantly puking and the government said, we'll make the puking stop if you serve us, what do you think people are going to do? But what is this government? Is it really people? Because I just said a lactobacillus, and I think it's the rhamnosus species, can influence emotional behavior through a neurotransmitter. These are bugs telling people what to do. And so when you said, you know, why is it that hardly anybody's rising up? They're not rising up against themselves, because if you defined who these people were, they're completely taken over. They are subject
they are,
to the bugs.
We are literally pre-programmed not to respond. That's the point I think most of all we're trying to make. And it's crazy. We'll be back, folks. Stay tuned.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10.
It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory.
Empty your mind, be formless, shapeless. Like water, like water, like water, like water, like water. Water can flow, or it can crash.
What else does this article say from TED.com? Well, it's pretty interesting, actually. Jonathan Eisen, one of the scientists, quote-unquote scientists, I think there are five or six different related things all happening at the same time. At least some of it is technology. Our ability to study microbial communities has gotten better. There has also been pioneering work on human-associated microbial communities. Did you know that you had a community in your gut, folks? Do you know when you say community, you can only be a community if you're growing together and communicating and living in joy and harmony at the suffering and misery of your host. We've learned that they play a profound role in various aspects of human health and disease, these microbial communities. A third and maybe fourth area are related just to general malaise about the human genome. We spent $2 billion sequencing the genome of the human, or the government did, and there was the promise that we were going to understand human biology simply from analyzing the genome, but that didn't work out exactly as we hoped. So billions more being spent at your expense in order to basically infect you better. So, listen to what he says here. And then everybody tried to come up with another way to explain human biology that wasn't just the genome. So there's been a lot of hype and hope in the epigenome, de novo somatic mutations, and in the microbiome. If the genome doesn't explain everything, a really nice alternative explanation is that on top of the genome, just as we've been discussing, Patrick, the patterns of microbial communities that people have in and on them may explain a lot of the variations we see. What's he saying, folks? That there are microbiome organisms that you have no idea are all throughout your body that are literally hopping onto the genome in the form of RNA switches and messing with you. They're turning off your little light switches in your brain so that you express one way and don't express the other. Hey, don't get angry that they're vaccinating kids to and women to make them sterile. Don't get angry that they're spraying your skies and literally destroying, well, all life as we know it. But that's okay because they'll transhuman you and everything will be fine as long as you accept their new technology that makes you immune to it. See, don't get angry. Just go ahead. Here, have some more biome. Have some more microbes that'll switch your switches on and off. You'll be fine. You'll be right as rain.
Thank you, Oracle. Have another cookie. You'll be right as rain.
I'll tell you what I'm going to have. I'm going to have a hell of a lot more cholesterol. I'm going to top it off with some marijuana cookies because that's what they don't want us to have.
So the only way that I can bring this to a popular commonality so everybody knows that what we're talking about, Clint, is one of my favorite movies called Mars Attacks. And there was these little brain creatures. They were like little midget things in spacesuits. And in one part of the movie, there's this gigantic war machine. It's like an android war machine. But steering it inside the bubble head of the war machine is just one of these little Martians, little, you know, skull brain monster. And that's the way that I view this. I've always seen Mars Attacks as like a documentary. That's the way I look at it. We are nothing but husks that are being driven.
Yeah, well, they have one in Men in Black, too.
Cool.
Remember that?
No, not off the top. Which episode?
Yeah, he was driving around a human body. The first one. Yeah, I remember. That's all that matters. I remember.
Yeah, the little dude. I love that one. Yeah, that's perfect. So that's what's going on. You know, and the reason why people are not able to perceive it is because there's this hypnosis going on. There is that chemical protection going on. It's a stealthing. It's a masking. In nature, animals assume camouflage, and they assume the chameleon, the actual true chameleon, anoles, you know, the lizard that they call chameleon. They will literally change color to match their environment. You know, this is the kind of thing that is going on below the threshold of perception, because if you perceived it, you'd go, well, that's not me, and you would root it out and kill it.
Well, this goes back to the conversations. I'm going to have my previous guest, he talks about psychopathy. But this would explain psychopathy, too. Remember in that movie, speaking of Mars Attacks, which is a hell of a funny movie, those quote-unquote aliens, you know, the Hollywood version of what we're talking about, because you can't see or portray what we're talking about, so you make movies like that, they had no empathy. They pretended as best as they could to be, you know, to have the empathy of man, but they couldn't, and they cracked up at our notions of, again, your morals, your ethics, your values, etc. They cracked up at our emotional, you know, response, and so that's kind of an important thing too, is they, I mean, I look at people today and I don't see that light behind the eyes that I used to see in people. I don't see the spark of life that distinguishes man from the beast. I don't see that that special thing that makes me say, okay, I can relate and I care about this person anymore because I see a bunch of emptiness. I see a bunch of people who've lost that quote-unquote, if you will, humanity. I hate the word human, but for lack of a better term, who've lost. I just don't see that spark, that twinkle in the eye that shows that empathy. And I look at myself and I still have it. I can look in the mirror, I can see it in myself, but I don't see it in a lot of other people now. There's, you know, I do. I see it in my mother, for instance. I see it as, but I don't see it in a lot of people because they have this blank stare and, you know, just, I don't know, go to Walmart. Stand in line for a while and watch these people as they shop in the middle of the store, buy everything they're not supposed to be eating. And ask yourself, or ask them, why do you have a cart full of corn syrup and Cheerios? Ooh. What is it? What is it that's what's making you do this? Why are you attracted to these foods? Have you asked yourself this? Have you? But then the blank stare, the if you will, the cognitive dissonance comes along, and you're like, and I don't, you know, I'm not teasing people. I'm actually genuinely concerned here, not only with these people who I consider victims or patients, if you will, but you know, my fellow man. That's actually being sort of tweaked, if you will, to destroy all humans.
Well, I am concerned because I've seen too many Invasion of the Body Snatcher movies where when there's less of us than there are of them, they can tell that we're not them, and they start pointing and making scary sounds. So
I'll be honest, that was one of the, to me, for me, that was one of the most frightening cinematic moments I've ever seen in a movie, is when you're walking amongst these people trying to pretend like you're them. You know,
right.
And for a sane person to pretend to be insane is not that difficult, but for an insane person to pretend to be sane, that's something else.
So if they are not us, who are they? And so I have to open up the topic of stem cells. And I got a word for you because you're Mr. Definition. It's pluripotent. P-L-U-R-I-P-O-E-P-O-T-E-N-T. Sorry about that. So pluripotent. And what that means is within every single cell, the genetic information there is so complete that you can build an entire organism from it. So this is why the big thing about stem cells, whether they're embryonic stem cells or bone marrow stem cells, is the big buzz going on, because within it is the code for the complete organism. You can literally clone something from a single cell. Once you get it to divide, then you can get it to differentiate, which means that then those pluripotent cells decide that they're going to be a lung or the brain or the liver or skin or whatever.
All right. So what you're telling me, Patrick, what you're trying to tell us, I think, is that in the future when we buy our 3D printers and we want to make a new ear because ours just got chopped off.
Oh, yeah.
In a boxing match, it got bitten off.
Yeah.
We could just go to our ink cartridges will be filled with these stem cells. That know no identity. We can just push a button, program, and we're going to print an ear because these stem cells are being told, well, you're going to be an ear. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Well, that's the fun version.
All right.
I got a more sinister version.
Well, hold on to that. We'll be back.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder.
call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro plant powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Derivatives, quantitative easing, trade imbalances, recession, low GDP, nations close to collapsing, and subprime loans, foreclosed homes, and people's taxes spent to bail out, too big to fail, AAA banks again. Fear levels rising as a US crash seems imminent, having smashed the debt ceiling of $14 trillion despite protests and clashes in Athens streets. The IMF imposed structurally unjust programs in...
There's another thing! I mean, for God's sake, how can people believe in this system we call money? How is it that people can be so absolutely content with being completely in debt, with being in this debtor's hell, this open-air prison? How is it that people aren't questioning more people? They say, you know, we have this group that we seem to have of activists and people who question things, which I don't know if it's getting larger or smaller. It depends who you ask. But you know, what is it that people can't see and still participate in this ridiculous system of ours? What else can explain it? Is it just ignorance? Could it be simply ignorance? Or is there some more distinct thing at work here? Now, you said pluripotent, and it's very interesting. Potent, when we think of omnipotent, we're talking about, you know, that goes up to the creator of worlds and stuff like that. So your gods and stuff. Potent just basically means, well, in this sense, it would be having the control or dominion, the power to do something. A prince or potentate, well, gosh, I'm surprised they don't call these stem cells sort of the, well, we've heard the term God particle. I'm surprised they don't call stem cells something to do with God.
And which God? Because you just said a potent could be control or dominion, which we could squeak it to maybe governor. And the word archon means controller or governor.
Yeah.
So we keep coming full circle to this microbiological world of something that is influencing us, not from the outside. It's not like the devil on the shoulder. It's the freaking devil in the shoulder. It's in the ear. It's in the brain. It's in the gut. And all it has to do is, like, touch your nerves. And the entire vagus system can be run by a host of different organisms simply telling it what to do.
Maybe that's why Las Vegas was created.
Why is that?
The playground for the insane, man.
Oh, okay. So if you've got a stem cell that is pluripotent, it means it has the potential and ability to become anything that is coded in that DNA, then we come full circle to what I promised about the Talmudic quote, if you save one of us, you save us all. So if we or a collection of people are infected with this, and I'm going to say alien, it's a xeno means alien, so I'm not necessarily talking about space aliens.
So a pig is alien to a human, basically.
Right. So these xenobiotics, these organisms that are foreign to the human being that have taken them over, if you have one single organism that is being harbored by a host and you save that host, that means you save the entire collective, because it represents everything that colony can be. That's the mystery of that phrase.
So you're talking about the cellular memory, basically, is what you're referring to then.
Ooh, oh, wow, and I wasn't. Because, see, I live in the world of, like, hard science and, you know, genes replicate and, it, what you see is what you get. And you just push me into the realm of, like, the guy that got the heart transplant that didn't have a musical bone in his body and all of a sudden had an urge to buy a drum set and found that he could play flawlessly and he never played an instrument in his life. That's what you're talking about.
Same thing with kids being born with inherent musical abilities, that kind of thing. So if you save one cell, which has an infinite, basically, library of memory for the life form of the whole community of the biofilm, then you've basically saved it all. And that kind of goes with people like you and I, I guess. You know, who's going to be left to carry the message of what life used to be, pre-infection, if you will, pre-archonal life. If we're all being phased out, man.
I'm writing that down. Pre-archonal life, and then that begs the question of us defining ourselves, not necessarily as a victim. We have been assaulted. But are we evolving? Are we a victim? Are we going the way of the dinosaur? Or, because they can't freaking kill us, they've had at least 10 to 6,000 years to try to wipe us out, they haven't done it, are we indeed the super soldiers that they can't eliminate because we persist?
Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I hearken back to the notion of... lots of different things that could play into this notion, from blood types to, you know, who are immune to these things? What is it that we're doing or not doing that allows us to still be, on the level of sanity here? And, you know, I'm talking to everybody out there who even has an inkling of quote unquote revolution or civil disobedience. You know, anybody listening to this show right now, something about you is different.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, something about you is different. And I don't claim to know what it is, but I'm starting to think that what we're talking about today might be that difference. Because what I'm trying to say is who is attracted, basically, and when I say attracted, literally, who is attracted to this alternative, which shouldn't be alternative, it should be the way people, rational thought,
right,
logical, trivium type of things, who's attracted to that? Well, I guarantee it's not going to be someone that's being infected with something that makes them go against their best interests. The only reason you'd be attracted to this station, this show, Patrick, myself, is because we're sitting here examining and picking apart what the hell's wrong with everything, and the rationale of someone who wants to improve everyone else's life, including their own, would not be as drawn to what is mainstream today. So, you got to sit here and wonder, what is going on? Who are we? I'm not putting myself in any class or think I'm special. I'm just wondering why the hell it is that there's not more people who can't see this craziness. It's mind-boggling. And so I guess I commend anybody who's here or listening or curious, because that means you still have some of your own free will.
And what I try to do is define, because we don't have language for it, define who we are. We are the host. We are who we are. I am who I am. Think about that, folks. I am who I am. If I was to be run by this microbiome that scientists are, when you read the kind of material that you were talking about, they're inflicting on us that, we're not really who we are. We're like a communist consortium of organisms that work by consensus. Really? The whole reason why you and I and the listeners are here is because we ain't listening to anybody but us, the host.
Good point.
So I got a cute little story to tell you, and I just got done telling this to my top researcher, so hello, Morning Lark. You're going to hear it again. I was at a hospital clinic health fair, and I was attracted to the table that had to do with allergy. And there was a young RN nurse who was a mother. We were engaged in conversation, and she was saying that her son couldn't travel anywhere without an EpiPen because he was allergic to peanuts. And I said, have you ever considered that the allergy might be from vaccines? And the creepy thing was, there was not a moment's pause when she responded beyond reflex. Vaccines have saved millions of lives. There's no way a human being can do that unless they were under the influence of another entity.
It is a frightening thing to behold. It's a spectacle like none other when the response comes before the cognitive,
Thank
thought.
You.
Yeah,
it.
it's scary. All right, man. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be back.
With financial uncertainty.